Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United States is ready to have talks with Russia about a future nuclear arms control framework without preconditions. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is taking some countermeasures in response to the Kremlin's decision to suspend the talks.
For example, the United States will continue to notify Russia in advance of ballistic missile launches and major strategic exercises in line with pre-existing nuclear agreements. But yesterday, we adopted lawful, proportionate, and reversible countermeasures in response to Russia's violations of New START, including suspending our day-to-day notifications to Russia that are a part of the treaty.
Sullivan spoke today at the annual meeting of the Arms Control Association in Washington. He said it is in neither country's interest to open the competition in strategic nuclear forces. President Biden's signature is now all that's needed to keep the nation from defaulting on its debts. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the Senate gave the debt ceiling bill final approval late last night.
The Senate voted 63-36 to pass the deal worked out between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. But before taking that final vote, senators worked through a series of amendments, rejecting each of them before voting to send the bill to President Biden. Biden says he'll sign it as soon as possible, with days to spare before Monday's deadline.
NPR's Giles Snyder. President Biden will speak to the nation at 7 p.m. Eastern Time about the legislation, which he calls a big win for the American people. The Labor Department reported this morning employers added 339,000 more jobs last month, far more than many economists had expected. But the unemployment rate rose in May from 3.4 to 3.7%. Concerns about air quality are growing in parts of the U.S. because of wildfires burning in New Jersey and Canada. NPR's Kristen Wright reports health officials are issuing warnings.
Smoke from vast wildfires in Nova Scotia is traveling far and prompting air quality alerts in parts of the northeastern U.S. and mid-Atlantic. The warnings began early in the week and then multiplied when a big forest fire sparked in New Jersey midweek. Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says many places are in a code orange.
So it's generally unhealthy for sensitive groups. So that includes people suffering from asthma, heart disease, or other lung diseases, and the elderly.
In the Midwest, environmental officials have also issued air quality warnings, not from the fires, but rather elevated ground levels of ozone. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 485 points. The S&P was up 47 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials with the U.S. Department of Defense stepped in to cancel a planned drag show in a Nevada Air Force base this week. Bert Johnson of member station KUNR reports.
Thursday's event would have been the third annual showcase, marking the start of Pride Month on Nellis Air Force Base near Las Vegas. It was organized by a private club of LGBTQ plus military members. The base commander originally approved their plans, but national leadership sent word Tuesday that they'd either have to move the event off base or cancel it. And the event was canceled. A Department of Defense spokesperson said in a written statement that hosting these types of events is inconsistent with regulations. In March, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Congress the department would not host drag events at military installations. For NPR News, I'm Bert Johnson in Reno.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today the Russian war in Ukraine has been a strategic failure that has greatly diminished Moscow's power and influence for years to come. He said the Kremlin had claimed to have the second strongest military in the world, but today many see it as the second strongest in Ukraine. Blinken spoke in Helsinki, Finland, the newest member of NATO. Meteorologists say parts of Japan could receive about a foot of rain by tomorrow. Tropical storm Mawar, which had been a typhoon, is dropping heavy rain on Japan's main southern islands. Officials warn of floods and landslides. Guam is still recovering from the typhoon last week. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support